Those are headlines on Downtown. They're brought to you every afternoon on the program by our friends at Tiller and Rye. Locally grown produce, local meats, fresh seafood, a great selection of beer, wine, coffee, and more. And of course, you know, on Sundays, 10% off items from local producers. Local love Sundays every Sunday at Tiller and Rye on the corner of Main and Wilson Street in Brewer. And when you go into Tiller and Rye, go in and wish them happy birthday, happy anniversary, and celebrate Tiller and Rye. And to do that with us, Sarah Morno from TNR right here in studio. Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, Rich.
How did those years go by so quickly?
I don't know. I definitely didn't sleep through them.
But you know, they always say, yeah, but you can get through the first year.
Oh, then that was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Then you're in grave shape. Well, now it's just cruise control, right?
Right. Yeah, I keep telling myself that.
Damn, any day now, that'll happen. You know, it's funny. My wife and I were just talking the other day about how much the store has grown.
Thank you.
Since you guys opened, and how many offerings you have now, and so many vendors that supply you. And it's really, it's become a place where you can take care of all your grocery needs. You don't have to deal with the big change. You stop right there and you get locally grown food, locally produced products. And that's just such a good thing.
Aw, thank you so much. We're constantly working at it. We're hoping maybe in another 3 years, we'll be at the level that we want to be at.
Well, what does it mean to have 3 years under your belt?
Oh, it's amazing. We source from over 200 local farmers and artisans right now. And I think we've at least doubled, if not tripled, our inventory since we opened. So that's been amazing, because that space was pretty empty when we moved in.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing, and I notice this every time I'm in, I see a lot of familiar faces, which tells me that the customer loyalty is very high.
We're so grateful for our loyal customers. I mean, they're the reason that we're there. So thank you to everybody who shops with us.
And I don't know who mentioned it the last time you were here, but I echo this. You get such great people to work at Tiller and Rye that they're friendly, they're outgoing, they're just good people to talk to and deal with.
They're awesome. We love the people that we work with. They're so great. Thank you for working with us, staff.
What did you brought food too?
I did. I brought some fun stuff.
And you didn't need to bring food for us to love you, Sarah.
Oh, I love you anyways, but yeah. No, I have to bring food. There's always food. And today I definitely didn't bring anything healthy. I brought junk food. Healthy junk food though.
Yeah, well,
you know, free of preservatives, no GMOs, no additives, all the good stuff.
You brought the sesame noodles, which are amazing.
Well, we brought the deli sesame noodles that I've been trying not to eat since I put them in the container. We brought some chicken curry salad from our deli,
which is also awesome.
We brought Izzy's mini cheesecakes, which are so cute. Love Izzy's out of Portland. They do so many different flavors. They have gluten-free cheesecakes, and they're doing these little individual circular cheesecakes now. And so we brought Main blueberry swirl. And to wash it all down, a strawberry milk from Smiling Hill Farms.
Fantastic. That some of that may go home to the little guy. I don't know if he's had strawberry milk.
Oh my gosh, you have to give him strawberry milk.
He's funny with milk. He loves milk. I mean, he goes through about a gallon every 2 days.
Uh-oh, this may not be like healthy enough for him.
Well, and he loves cereal, but not together.
Weird.
And I've said to him,
you got to have the cereal milk.
Right. I've said, you
this
love
is the
milk.
The best part.
You love cereal. Why don't you put your milk in the cereal? And he said, I tried it once. I did not care for it.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
He's a goober.
Is he like sprinkle rice bran over a cereal too, or?
Oh no, probably jelly beans.
Eating the grapefruit without the sugar with a spoon.
Yeah, he's funny. He's funny when it comes to things, but yeah, that strawberry milk, he might get to share a little of that here. We've talked about it before too. I'm a coffee guy. I love my coffee, and your selection of coffee is incredible. Do you even know how many different suppliers you have?
How many different main suppliers do we have right now? I think it's at least 8, and we're working on more. There's a few more that we're actually going after this year.
That's fantastic.
So beware, coffee roasters of Maine.
And also, if you're looking for Maine craft beers, fantastic selection there.
Speaking
as well.
Beer holidays.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, Saturday's the day, National Beer Day.
Oh my gosh, I know.
You also you always got a lot of special events going. You're doing wine tastings. What other things have you got going at Tiller and Rye?
Yeah, so tomorrow night we have our first Friday tasting. We do this on the first Friday of every month from 5 to 7. We have a bunch of featured wines that will be on sale for the evening. We do yummy appetizers to munch on. And tomorrow night, we're making it our birthday wine tasting. So we're going to have some giveaways. And we usually have some local producers with us. And tomorrow night, we're excited to have Tasha's Blueberry Chutney with us, along with Abraham's Goat Farm with their chef. So good. So we're excited for that one. Man, 5 to 7 good. Tomorrow night.
That's fantastic.
Bring your friends.
And it won't be long. It won't be long before we start seeing the wonderful vegetables and fruit.
Oh,
the bounty.
They're coming.
When the weather gets good, it won't be long. It'll all be there, but it's great. I was in the other day. I mean, little things you don't even think about, but I like, because I'm trying to be healthy. Spring of the year. Got to get in shape. Just a selection of unadorned nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want the salt on them. I don't need all the flavorings. Just almonds, some cashews. I got some hazelnuts that were fantastic.
Oh, love. Of course, I accidentally got some cashews last week and forgot that I bought them without salt. That was a different experience.
Oh.
Still good. Good.
I like them just plain like that.
See, I like almonds plain, walnuts plain, pecans plain, but I was unprepared for the unsalted cashew experience.
Yogurt.
But now I will enjoy it.
it's a popular breakfast. You carry the best yogurt on the planet.
We do, of course. We have Potty Pond Farm yogurt. Man. We also have Balfour and the Milk House. We have some Tide Mill Creamery organic yogurt.
It's all great, and I like to put some almonds, some cashews, some hazelnuts in there with the yogurt. Mix it up.
You're so healthy.
And then I'm going to eat every last one of those sesame noodles too. I'm not. That will not be.
I know. I definitely didn't bring the healthiest stuff from a health food store tonight.
I don't mind at all. So as for local vendors, if there's somebody out there saying, I'm not in there. How do I get myself in the door at Tiller and Rye?
Oh, just reach out. Give us a call. Stop in. There's contact page on the website or on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you.
You've also got another blood drive coming up, right?
We do. We're doing a blood drive next Saturday, the 14th from 9 to 2. And we have prizes to give away for the blood drive. We're going to give away soups, and we have some food for anyone who is willing to give blood. The need is so great, always so great. We make it really simple. You can reserve a spot online, or you can just show up if you go onto our website and go to What's Happening, where you can see the wine tastings and cheese making classes and lotion lip balm classes. There's also the blood drive on there, and just click on it. And it's just going to ask for your name and your date of birth and what time you want to come give blood. The folks at the Red Cross make it really easy. And if anyone does pre-reserve a spot, we have a great big gift bag your name will go into a drawing, and we're going to give that away.
Well, that's fantastic.
As well.
That is awesome. Well, check it all out. You got the Facebook page, too. If you haven't liked Tiller and Rye on Facebook, make sure you do that. And now, a little bird tells me you're out there in the Twitterverse as well.
Well, we're trying to tweet.
You should do that. Yeah. So follow Tiller and Rye.
I got to get caught up with you. You're like an octopus. You've got like 20 different things going on. You've got like social media and the whole radio thing. And somehow you're tweeting. I almost said Twittering, which is wrong.
It's my short attention span. It finally pays off.
It's amazing.
Well, happy anniversary to you, Sarah, and everybody at Tiller and Rye. We absolutely love it there. As a regular customer, I can't get enough. Thanks for coming in. And the food is an added bonus.
Thank you so much for having me on. And thank you so much for, of course, shopping at the store.
Well, we appreciate your support of the program as well. Tiller and Rye.